我哋今日读嘅经文系嚟自创世纪嘅十五章一至到十八节，我哋会一齐读出，先读中文，又再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 18. We will first read this together in Cantonese, then we will read it in English.
创世纪十五章第一节，我哋一齐读。这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说。亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰说：主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。亚伯兰又说：你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。耶和华又有话对他说：这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才能成为你的后嗣。于是领他走到外边，说：你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说：你的后裔将要如此。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。耶和华又对他说：我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔，为要将这地赐你为业。亚伯兰说：主耶和华，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？他说：你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只初鸽。亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样拍开，分成两半，一半对着，一半地摆列，只有鸟没有劈开。有只鸟下来，落在那死畜的肉上，亚伯兰就把它吓飞了。日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉地睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那地出来，但你要享大寿数，平平安安地归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到亚拉大河之地。
Verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, and your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars. If you are able to number them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted to him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know what I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. And when birds of prey came down to the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham. And behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abraham, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age, and they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your offspring I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
牧师今日传讲信息的题目是我怎能知道?
Today's message is given by Pastor Thomas. The title is, How Can I Know That?
Good morning, everyone.
喺我讲到喺我上次讲呢篇道嘅时候，我外母为我祈祷。
Before I started preaching this morning, my mother-in-law prayed for me.
我外母佢话为阿超今日佢讲道祈祷。
That she was praying for my preaching this morning.
好，佢仲要能够传扬主嘅福音，
so that he may proclaim Christ's gospel.
求主祝福去释放主嘅话语。
May the Lord bless him so that his word will be spread.
要男女老幼听得嚟去明白。
That men, women, young and old will listen and understand.
一提他承受主恩,
that they all will be blessed with God's grace.
天父啊，这个亦都系我今日嘅祈祷。
Heavenly Father, today is indeed my same prayer.
求主你嘅灵与我哋同在。
May your spirit be with us.
要让我哋所讲嘅、所翻译嘅、所听嘅，都能够丰盛嘅领受。
That what we preach, how we interpret and how we listen will also be to your glory.
求主祝福，咁祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Lord, may you bless us, and we pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen. 讲道嘅人呢，最得到鼓励嘅系乜嘢呢？
What is the most encouraging to a preacher?
唔系净系有人话啊，你今日讲得真系好啦。
Not only compliments on how good a sermon was,
但系话咧，佢听到之后，佢分析我所讲嗰个道。
But also after they have listened, they analyze the sermon.
佢提出嚟问题嚟问我，诶，你咁样讲唔系好合理喎。
They raise questions as to whether it is logical.
我知道佢唔系话唔信我讲嗰啲嘢，或者等得特登揾交嚟嗌。
I know that they are not in disbelief of what I preached, or that they are looking for an argument.
但我知道佢系留心去听啊。But
I do know that they paid attention to what was preached.
佢有互动 interaction 咧，佢想搞清楚。
So he wanted to have this interaction to make clear.
就这样在一个提问有互动的里面，就能够将神的话语去藏在我们的心里。
During the questioning as well as the interaction, God's word will be digested.
神也跟亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰讲过很多的事。
God has spoken quite a lot with Abram.
在十二章开始的时候，在神就在这个背叛神的世界里面分别一个族类的人去归于他。
Starting with chapter 12, with all these people who rebelled, God has separated a people for himself.
叫这个群体能够代表他在这个地上来管理大地。
That this group of people would represent him to govern the earth. And also to bring forth God's blessing to all the nations.
来到迦南地，神应许要将这个地赐给亚伯兰。
So they've arrived to the land of Canaan, and God was to give, to fulfill the promise to Abram.
第十三章了，亚伯兰和罗德分开之后，
and in chapter 13, when we see the separation between Abram and Lot,
神更加将这个应许扩大了。
And indeed, God had expanded his promise.
他说要将这个地，不单止给他，都给他的后代，直到永永的远远。
And the land is not just given to them, but to their descendants to forever and ever.
你看神。 给亚伯兰的应许真的挺好，是不是？
You can see how great this promise God has given to Abram.
应该没什么问题的。
So there should be no problems whatsoever.
但当时间在一路过的时候，
But as time passes,
亚伯兰开始有很多问题，他闷在他的心里面了。
Abram started having questions in his heart.
他闷在那里，他没说出来。
He had hidden it in his heart without verbalizing it.
第一他讲到这块地，这块地的经济或者粮食，天生的条件都不是那么好。
He looked at this land and he's saying, well, how is this land going to provide for us in terms of food and in terms of economics?
你看到他经常都有这个饥荒。
We often see starvation.
更何况亚伯兰只不过是一个客旅，住在帐篷的生活。
And Abram lives in the tent.
没有任何属于他的一笪地方。
So he possessed no land that belonged to him.
这里讲到这个地区有很多的战乱。
And this land is filled with lots of battles and wars.
这个地方的政治环境又不稳定。
And the political situation is quite unstable.
来到第十四章，在前面十四章，他记载在所多玛附近有五个王。
And in chapter 14, it recorded that in the land of Sodom, there were five kings.
这五个王就要摆脱外面有四个王的去统治他们。
And these five kings wanted to get rid of the governance of another four kings.
他要摆脱他们的统治去反叛。
So they joined forces and they rebelled.
反而被外面这四个王去击败他们。
But the five kings were defeated by the four kings.
将在佐多玛的罗德去掳走。
And they even captured his nephew Lot.
亚伯兰藉着神的帮助，他带着自己家里318个人，走去将罗德去救回来。
With God's help, Abram, with 318 of his own men, went to rescue Lot.
这个叔真是不可以的，冒着自己的生命危险去救回他的侄子。
It is unbelievable how he, as Lot's uncle, had risked his own life to rescue his own nephew.
但亚伯兰，他真系问：我够唔够劲？我应唔应该仲喺呢个地方去久留咧？
So Abram started questioning whether he should stay in this land forever.
啊，啊呢呢啲被頭先被擊敗嗰啲國家，包括一個以後叫係一個巴比倫呢個大國咧，啊，佢會唔會再翻嚟咧？
And one of the countries would become this great nation called Babylon. And Abram was questioning whether he should stay there.
啊，跟住第二話，神話要藉著嚟彰顯佢榮耀呢一位嘅亞伯蘭。
And God also said that Abram would be manifesting the glory of God.
啊，直到今日第十五章啦，佢系仍然系冇冇儿冇女。
Today we come to chapter 15. Abram is still childless.
啊，你拣都拣过有人有地啊，有权有势嘅大家族啊。
So if you were to choose, you should choose someone with land, with children, with possession.
啊，呢个从零开始，甚至冇得继续落去嘅亚伯兰。
So, but Abram has no heir.
啊，佢死咗之后，佢一切都要归俾人哋噶啦。
So when Abram dies with no heir, everything that he had would have to be given to others.
啊，仲冇得讲话佢要成为一个大国啊，你去成全神嘅计划。
Not even to become a great nation to fulfill God's plan.
啊，所以一个能够去承继佢嘅产业嘅后嗣咧，系对佢嚟讲系一个非常大嘅问题。
So someone who is to inherit his what he has, an heir has become a very important issue for Abram.
啊，所以第十五章第一节嗱，当神同亚伯兰讲，佢话你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大嘅赏赐你。
So here in chapter 15, verse 1, God says to Abram, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward."
啊，当耶和华讲完之后，亚伯兰佢终于开口，啊，将佢个疑问咧摆喺神面前啦。
After this, Abram finally opened his mouth and verbalized his doubt.
啊，呢个系圣经记载亚伯兰嘅第一次啊，同神嗰个嘅对话。
This is the very first time the Bible had recorded Abram's conversation with God.
啊，显得呢个问题系对亚伯兰嚟讲系非常嘅重要。
So evidently, this question was very important to Abram.
亚伯兰嘅信心啊，使佢啊放胆嘅嚟到神面前去求问。
His faith in God emboldened him to question God, to ask for proof.
啊，其实啊，神一直都知道啊亚伯兰个心。
But actually, God had always known what was in Abram's heart.
系咪啊？神一直都知道佢信心嘅大小。
God had always known about his faith.
知道佢心里头个顾虑同惧怕
，had always known of his fear and his concerns。
啊，否则神唔会啊，佢先开口去讲说话，哎，你唔好不要惧怕，你不要惧怕。
So God first spoke to him to tell him not to be afraid。
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，其实喺我哋求问之先咧，啊，神已经知道晒我哋嘅困难同需要噶啦。
So, brothers and sisters, before we even ask God, God already knows what we need.
啊，今日系第十五章咧，其实讲记载咗两段神同亚伯兰之间嘅对话。
Here in chapter 15, had recorded two conversations that Abram had with God.
啊，第一段就喺第一节到第六节咧，就关乎后嗣呢件事。
The first conversation are in verses 1 to 6, which concerned the heir.
啊，第二段就系7到第21节咧，就讲关乎呢笪地嘅事情。
And verses 7 to 21 concerned the land.
啊，呢两段啊，每一段嘅结构都系差唔多。
And the structure of these two conversations are similar.
第一句讲到神嗰个应许。
First, it talked about God's promise.
第二就讲到亚伯兰嘅回答同埋求问。
Then it talked about Abram's response and his questions.
第三，就神用一个象征性嘅symbolic嘅行动啦，去确定同埋坚固亚伯兰嘅信心。
And thirdly, God assured Abram by using symbolic acts.
第一段讲到第一节到第六节。
So we're looking at the first conversation, verses 1 to 6.
他先讲出神他自己是哪一个。
First, it tells us who God is.
他们说当神说他自己是我是那个时候。
So when God mentions himself as I am,
这个我是是神那个尊称，神那个名字。
This I am is the name of God.
即是说，当他说我是你的盾牌的时候呢，
So when God says, I am your shield,
即是说我神就是你的盾牌了。
That says, me, your God, is your shield.
神就是你的保护了。
God is your protection.
当在旧约的时候， 也经常用盾牌来代表这个国王。
In the Old Testament, the shield was often used to represent the king.
耶和华是你的神，你的王。
Because God is your God and your king.
用他大能的手来保护你。
He will use his almighty hand to protect you.
你不需要惧怕发生在你周围的变动。
You need not fear, even though surrounding you are chaos.
你不需要惧怕在你周围的困难和苦难。
You need not fear with all the difficulties around you.
神一早已经是好像个盾牌的这样去保护你。
God had already been a shield to protect you.
接着他讲的话，他必大大地赏赐你。
Then God tells Abram that he is Abram's great reward.
这个字面的意思就是说，我是神，是你亚伯兰最大的赏赐。
So it is saying that I am God, and I will give you great reward, Abram.
第十四章，刚才讲到，因为亚伯兰知道他打完胜仗之后，这个胜利是神所赐给他的。
And in chapter 14, after the battles to rescue his nephew, Abram realized the victory belonged to God.
他不要所多瑪王所給他的財物。He
refused the offering of treasure from the king of Sodom.
因為他知道有神的同在。Because
he knows having the presence of God,
有神自己已经是他最大的奖赐了。
Having God himself is Abram's greatest reward.
这个是我们现今追求名利的世代，或者追求自己的世代里面，他不能够去明白。
This is something that present times, people in present times do not quite understand when we emphasize on personal pursuit.
因此他也不懂得去求问神的旨意。
Therefore, we will not even begin to know to ask for God's will.
他也不懂得去征求神的国，去神的意。
Nor will we ask for God's kingdom and his righteousness.
接着第二句，耶和华亚伯兰去回答第十二节。
Then we see Abram's response in verse 2.
第十二节他说主耶和华。
And in verse
2, he's... No, I'm sorry.
In verse 2, he says, O sovereign Lord.
亚伯兰知道只有神才是他的主。
So Abram realized that only God is his Lord.
他是他人生整个人生的主宰。
And it is his sovereign Lord for his entire life.
是一位慈爱而满溢而可以信赖的主。
Is a merciful, compassionate God whom he can rely on.
他满有智慧和满有主权的天父。
He is a heavenly Father with wisdom and authority.
当亚伯兰说，但我仍然无子，你亦都冇俾我儿子去承继。
But Abram tells God that he is still childless.
咁我所拥有嘅嘢，我死咗都要归俾人哋噶啦。
So what he possessed when he died, others would inherit.
即系会归俾我家里头嗰个仆人。
Maybe it'll go to my servant in my household.
如果系咁嘅时候，你仲奖赐我啲乜嘢咧？
So if that's the case, what are you giving me as a reward?
喺我死咗之后，我屋企再冇人去遵守你所俾我嘅呼召啦。
And after I die, there'd be no one to continue what you had called me.
亦都冇其他嘅国家能够再藉着我嘅一家能够得到祝福。
And there'd be no nation that would be blessed because of my family.
喺呢笪地仍然住满晒嗰啲拜偶像嘅人。
And this land is still filled with idolater.
亚伯兰关心嘅唔系话得到一个好可爱嘅 BB。亚伯兰所关心嘅唔系净系得到一个好可爱嘅 BB。
So what Abram was concerned with was not just a very lovable baby.
亚伯兰所关心嘅就系神所关心嘅。
What he cared about was what God cared about.
第三，跟住神俾亚伯兰有两个嘅应许。
Then thirdly, God gave two promises to Abram.
佢亚伯兰嘅仆人以利以谢，那必不成为佢嗰个后子。
That Abram's servant Eliezer would not be Abram's heir.
亚伯兰可以收养呢一位仆人，成为佢承继佢嘅后，佢一切嗰个后嗣，做佢个仔嚟承继一切嘅后嘅产业。
Because Abram could have adopted this servant Eliezer to be his heir, therefore to inherit.
但神话佢只有佢亚伯兰本身出嚟嘅，先至系嗰位嘅后嗣。
But God answered that only what comes from Abram's body will be his heir.
第二，跟住神之后咧，带亚伯兰走到外边，出去出边，叫佢去望那个天。
Then God led Abram to go outside to look at the heaven.
佢话：你个后裔就好似天上嗰啲星星咁多到数唔出嚟。
And God tells him to look up at the heavens and to count the stars that he couldn't begin to do.
我哋住喺城市里面嘅人咧，我哋夜晚好少出街系嘛，去睇下即系天睇星星。
So for those of us who live in the city, it's very seldom that we could go outside and do stargazing.
通常我哋就孭喺屋企啊，因为睇电视咧就对住个电脑，对住个手机。
Because often our evenings and nights are spent at home, either watching TV or on our devices.
而且我哋城市里面嘅星星咧，因为咁多灯光嘅时候，好似显得好疏落。
And also in a city where artificial lights abound, it is tough to gaze at stars.
多谢主啊！有好多年前有一位弟兄咧。带住我哋成班人去到美国嘅中部嘅好多嘅国家公园去旅行。
I thank the Lord. Many years ago, a brother had brought a group of us to this central United States, a national park.
好深夜，好十二点嘅一点嘅时候咧，个 ranger 带我哋出去睇星星。
And around midnight or 1 a.m., we were taken out to do stargazing.
在那时候，全地都黑到我伸手不见五指的。
It was so dark that we couldn't even see our hand in front of us.
我们一个一个的拖住手去行，不要跌倒。
So we all held hand with one another so that we won't stumble.
然后佢带我哋嚟到一个地方之后，佢话：诶，你哋抬头去睇下个天啦。
So we were taken to a place and we were told to look up.
哇！整个天都系满天嘅星星。
It's amazing the sight of this whole sky filled with stars.
哇，好 grand 啊，好宏，好宏伟。
What a magnificent and grand picture.
好令人惊诧。
Totally amazing.
喺呢个无言嘅当中，我哋去敬拜我哋嘅造物主。
We were without words, and there we worshipped our Lord.
好似诗篇第八篇咁讲啊，人。哇！人转什么？你竟转顾他呢
？It is just like in Psalm 8, it says that who are we that you will care for us?
神亦都系咁嘅样，叫我哋喺黑暗嘅困境嘅里面去举目去望天。
Likewise, God tells us to lift up our head.To look up to heavens when we are in adversity. To lift up our eyes to see the creator of heavens and earth. So that we will have a new perspective to look at our adversities.
既然能够从无有嘅里面做出咁多嘅星星
，A powerful God who could create all these stars out of the void，
神亦都会能够行奇事嘅，为呢个年老嘅伯兰做咗好多，可以做咗好多嘅后裔出嚟。
God can do the impossible to make this childless Abram to become。A father.
神亦都可以喺我哋嘅人生嘅里面去彰显佢大能，去行好多嘅奇事。
And God can also use us to manifest Him, His glory.
就系藉着呢个咁生动而带着象征性嘅图画。
It is because of this lively and full of symbols, picture.
神確定咁回覆亞伯蘭對佢嗰個後嗣嗰個求問。
God reassured Abram of his question regarding an heir.
第六節講到亞伯蘭佢信神。
And verse 6 it tells us that Abram believed the Lord.
佢唔單止相信神嘅應許。
Not only did he believe in God's promise,
更加相信嗰位有能力去完成嗰个应许嗰位神。
He believed in this God who has the power to fulfill His promise.
于是神听亚伯兰为义。
Therefore, God credited it to Abram as righteousness.
亦成为后人好多以佢为榜样嘅，以信。以信被神去听为义的人。
So Abram became the model for those who come after him to have faith.
在第二段第七到第廿一节，佢讲到呢个应许之地。
And in verses 7 to 21, it recorded about the promised land.
第七節嘅神對亞伯蘭説：佢話我是神，是耶和華，曾領你出了加勒底的吾爾，為要將這地賜你為業。
And in verse 7, God said to Abram, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it.
耶和华或者叫亚维咧，系神启示俾人嗰个嘅名字。
Yahweh is the name that God used for Himself.
系英文翻译就叫做主，系 Lord。
So it, the English translation is Lord.
当神在400年之后去呼召摩西即是这本书的作者的时候
And when 400 years after Abram, when he called Moses, who is the author of Genesis,
在那神是启示他的名字去给摩西听
So God revealed his name to Moses.
埃及記第三章，佢話我是I am who I am， 我自有永有嘅。
And in Exodus 3, God said to Moses, "I am who I am. I am self-existent and eternal."
啊，耶和華係我個名字，係直到永遠。
And it continues to say that the Lord is my name forever.
在神和亚伯兰立约之前
Before the covenant of God and Abram
神向亚伯兰启示己启示他自己是哪个曾经做过什么
And God revealed to Abram who he is and what he had done
并且应许有什么应许会给亚伯兰
And to tell him what promises he is to give to Abram.
首先他说他的名字就是耶和华 I am who I am.
So God's name, I am who I am.
中文的直译他的意思就是我是那位我是。
I am who I am.
就是扩大了刚才说我是那个神我是这个意思。
So it expanded the meaning prior when it says I am.
在中文也叫做神自自有永有的。
The Chinese translation says that God is self-existent and eternal.
也就是他们当时的原文的意思就是说我他是他是那个自我的存在的。
And that captured the original meaning that he is self-existent.
而且是永远去存在的那位神
And it's an existence that is eternal.
他不是说人走了做出来又要依赖人的那些偶像神明
It is not made out of man's hand.
他说这个神是自足并且满有主权的神
And God is filled with authority and self-sufficient.
神去拣选你的守约，你都顾念佢嘅子民。
God chooses, God makes covenant, and He takes care of His people.
所以佢同佢当时或者同其他嘅人，当地人都拜嘅偶像系好唔同。
So God is totally different from the idols people worshipped at that time.
因为咁耶和华就曾经呼召亚伯兰离开。那个被偶像所捆绑的吾尔城
And it is because of that God had called Abram to leave this place called Ur where people worshipped idols.
并且赐给迦南地给亚伯兰为业
And to give the land of Canaan to Abram.
所以第七节他再做一次他说话他当时给他就说我自耶和华曾经领你出了加勒底的吾尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
So verse 7, God says, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it.
这句说话有些很熟面口，是不是？
This sentence sounds familiar, right?
正如在400多年之后神在颁布十诫之前你都讲了一句差不多同样的说话
Just like 400 years later before God gave them the Ten Commandments something very similar was said by God
出埃及记第二十章第二节他说我是耶和华你的神曾将你从埃及地及为奴之家去领出来
In Exodus 20 verse 2God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
你看到神是一个 守約的神，無論在亞伯蘭的時候，或者去到摩西的時候。
God is one who keeps his covenant, whether it be in the times of Abram or the times of Moses.
跟住第二第佢講啦，佢第八節咁亞伯蘭佢回答。
And then the response of Abram is recorded in verse 8.
佢話：主耶和華啊，我怎能知道必得這地為業呢？
So Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?
真係喎。
Indeed.
呢笪地啊，頭先講咁多嘅戰亂。
This land was filled with warfare.
周圍嘅人啊，都牛高馬大。
And all the people there were big and strong.
勇敢嘅戰戰。
And these were very brave warriors.
嗰啲城牆又好堅固。
And their walls are really fortified.
第十九節到廿一節佢講過咧，就話包括阿摩尼人在內咧，起碼有十個嘅民族住喺度。
So in later verses of this chapter, it tells us that including the Amorites, there were lots of tribes who were very strong there.
都係佢哋都係講到佢哋都係要充滿著罪孽嘅人。
These are people filled with sin.
哇！咁多呢啲人喺度，我點樣先能夠得到呢個地咧？
So there are so many of these people there. How can I get possession of this land?
再者，第二就話，如果亞伯蘭嘅後代唔聽話嘅時候
，and on second thoughts, if the heirs of Abram's were disobedient.
咁會因為佢犯罪惹到神嘅憤怒
，and because of their sin, they would invoke God's wrath.
神會唔會後悔或者會滅絕佢哋咧
？Would God regret destroy his heirs?
但神嘅亞伯蘭嘅相信只有呢個守約嘅神先知道呢個嘅答案。
But Abram believes that only this God who keeps his promises will know the answer.
神點樣去回答佢咧？
So now we see how God responded.
第三個當神叫亞伯蘭預備一啲牛羊亦都將佢劈開一兩半嘅時候。
And so God told Abram to bring him heifer, goat, ram, and to cut them in half.
同埋一啲預備一啲鳥類嘅時候。
And also to prepare dove and pigeon.
神就係要藉著一個立約嚟做保證佢已經應承過亞伯蘭嘅嘢。
So God is using this covenant to guarantee what God has promised to Abram.
你講原文講話嘅立約呢個立字咧，其實有嗰種切落去切開佢嘅意思。
So the original meaning of the word covenant has that meaning of cutting.
即係話咧，係要 cut the covenant 要切一個約同亞伯蘭。
In other words, to cut a covenant.
切落去係包括呢個生命在內。
So to cut includes a life.
當時個人為咗要確保雙方都去守約嘅時候。
Back in those times, when people wanted to make sure that both parties,
他就行了一个这样的仪式。
Both parties fulfilled their ends of the contract, they had this ceremony.
就是这样将牛羊劈开两半，然后就摆分两边来摆开。
So they cut the heifers and the rams and the goats in half and put the two halves on two sides.
有關嗰兩方咧，就喺呢個中間嘅裏面去行過。
So the parties involved in that covenant would walk in the middle.
如果有一方面佢當佢違約嘅時候
，So if one party reneged on the covenant,
佢嘅命運就好似呢啲咁鐵呢啲咁嘅牛羊，會被劈開兩半而死。
It symbolizes that their fate would be like these heifers and rams, that they will die.
神就要用一個咁活生生有象徵性嘅圖畫，去使亞伯蘭人能夠確信神所應許嘅事情。
So God used this very lively, very symbolic picture to show forth his covenant with Abram.
但神使乜嘢好咁样做咧？
But why does God need to do that?
他讲一句说话咪得咯。
All he needs is to say a word.
但是神俯身嘅迁就佢嘅子民。
But God stoops down to be to go with his people.
就佢知道佢嘅子民嘅心里头会有疑问。
God knows that his people will have doubts and questions. So God uses his own life to make a covenant with us. That the heir of Abram will indeed have this. So after a long day's work, and they have to prepare for these heifers and rams and goats.
啊，同埋佢等候神，等埋神喺度等緊神嚟到同佢一齊去行過嘅時候，
And Abram was waiting for God to walk together with him between the pieces.
啊，我諗佢都佢成個人都好攰啦，佢瞓着咗。
So I think that Abram was quite exhausted and he fell asleep.
在第十二節，他說忽然間有一個很驚人的大黑暗落在亞伯蘭身上。
That we see that a thick and dreadful darkness came over Abram.
神在第十二節到第十六節，他預言亞伯蘭的後代，他一定會得到
And in verses 12 to 16, God prophesied that Abram's heir will take possession of this land. But they needed to go through this darkness. That they will have to go through 400 years of mistreatment. So we know that God's promises do not get fulfilled immediately. And often we will fall into darkness and difficulties.
但是无论在亚伯兰这一代，或者去到四百年之后，摩西那一代，
Whether it be the generation of Abram or of Moses,
神都是这样信实的守约。
God is still a promise keeper.
都是这样去保守和看顾他们。
That he would continue to protect and care for them.
將他們從外地再一次帶回他們來這個應許之地。
When they were brought back to this promised land,
這個也是我們的安慰。
This too is our comfort.
神從來沒有忘記他應許過的事情。
God never forgets what he had promised.
在聖經裡面我們看過神這麼多的應許，這麼多的安慰， 神是他，神他絕對沒有忘記。
We see that throughout Scripture with his promises that he never forgets what he had promised.
雖然當中我們會經歷苦難,
Though in the interim we might experience difficulties,
但神一定會帶領我們去經過,
God will continue to lead us to go through it.
亞伯蘭他相信神,
Abram believed God. He believed in God's timing and his reason. He believed that God will prepare. And one of his descendants is the Messiah to come. And the Savior would take off this sin, that the burden of sin, and to give to save us.
And that
this promise of all nations will be blessed would become
true.
Because we believe in God, it brings forth many, many, many spiritual heirs. Many, because of their faith, can come before God and become heirs. Just like the countless stars in the sky. And in verse 7, we see that God did not wake Abram. It was God himself who walked down the middle of these animals. Not only did God not fulfill his promise,
就算是人这一方面他不守约的时候,
and even when men renege on the promise,
神都将这个违约的咒诅背在他自己的身上,
God would take up the curse of reneging on a promise onto himself.
我们知道因为我们人都是很颈硬犯罪不守约的人,
because we know we are stiff-necked, we are sinful, and we don't keep covenants.
结果是什么呢? 人就好像这些被劈开的牛羊一样, 我们必死无疑。
So we are just like those heifers and goats and ram who have been cut in half, that death should have been what we deserve.
但神自己, 祂来到承受我们背约的那个咒诅,
but God himself took up the curse of our rebellion.
神的儿子耶稣来到这个世界上,
God's son Jesus came to earth.
祂代替人在十字架上去承受了罪的惩罚,
he took up our punishment of our sin.
他的身体好像被劈开一两半一样,
just like his body was cut in half.
他被撕裂,被痛苦而死,
with agony and pain he died.
因为耶稣了父的族价, 我们人能够从神再一次的去和好,
because of God's Christ's sacrifice, we can be reconciled with God.
在第15章的里面, 神用他自己的生命来立约。
In chapter 15, God used his own life to fulfill, to make this covenant.
他保证亚伯兰能够知道他会承受这个地,
to reassure and guarantee that Abram will inherit this land.
而耶稣就以他的死来和我们立这个,
and Jesus uses his death to make this new covenant with us, to guarantee our eternal salvation. And the seal of the Holy Spirit attests to that.
在那里我们等候将要来的新天新地,
there we await the new heavens and the new earth.
这个比亚伯兰所得到那个应许的之地更加的宝贵,
this far surpasses what Abram had inherited in Canaan.
无论是年轻人或者年长的,
whether you are young or you are advanced in age,
我们的人生的确是会遇到很多的问题，很多的困难。
Indeed, through our life, we will face many, many, many difficulties.
有時呢個困難到個地步，好似個黑暗，好似好驚人嘅黑暗落到喺我哋嘅身上一樣。
Sometimes it can feel like this horrendous darkness come crashing down on us.
但我哋每次嚟守聖餐嘅時候
，But each time we come before the communion table，
好似上個禮拜咁，我睇見呢個一個。这个饼和这个杯摆在我们面前的时候
Just like last week when we see before us the bread and the cup
是一幅很活生生的图画让我们看到神和我们立约那个真实
And it's such a lively picture of the truth of the reality of God's covenant with us
那个饼是刻画出那个耶稣被钉十字架，佢身体去被剖开、劈开一样。
The bread symbolizes Christ's body broken for us.
个杯刻画出神嗰个宝血去流尽。
And the cup tells of the blood that was shed.
去流尽嘅而死。
Christ bled, died, and died.
啊，就系喺耶稣咁样嘅救赎嘅里面。
It is in this salvation from Christ that we know indeed in Romans 8:32
使到我哋確實嘅知道神既然愛惜佢自己嘅兒子為我哋捨了，岂不也把萬物和他一同嘅白白嘅賜俾我哋嗎？
So we know assuredly that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
这个就是神赐给我们能够确实知道的确据。
This is the assurance that God had given us.
正如那首歌这样说，就是耶稣属于我。我今日能够得先尝到天堂嘅荣耀。
It is because just like a hymn, because Jesus belongs to me, that I can experience the glory of heaven.
我能够成为父神嘅后嗣，系从圣灵去得生，系等个宝血去洗净我嘅罪。
That his blood cleanses my sin.Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋人几咁嘅不配。
We are unworthy.
我哋竟然可以承受你所俾我哋嘅恩典。
That we can enjoy your gracious blessing.
因着呢个有福嘅确据。
Because this is a blessed.Assurance
就能够我哋嘅生命嘅里面能够拥有耶稣
，that we can have Jesus in our life。
啊，我哋有你嘅同有圣灵嘅同在带领我哋行走呢个天路
，that we have the presence of the Holy Spirit to help us walk。
求主你俾我哋有个爱慕你嘅心
，Lord, may you grant us a heart that would yearn and love you。
每一日嘅去喺呢个话语嘅里面，更加嘅去认识你。
That we continue to get to know you more daily in your word。
更加我渴慕嘅去过一个圣洁嘅生活。
That we thirst and desire to live a sanctified life。
求主帮助我哋喺就算喺经过嘅困难嘅里面，我哋都确信你嘅同在。
Lord, help us to.Continue to feel your presence even faced with adversity.
你的同在就是我们的保护，就是我们的祝福。
Your presence is our protection and our blessing.
我们这样祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.